At the margins, hamsters, sign language, and the stories worth keeping. A hamster named Pip, whose owner is a physicist at a research institution, now has a Strava profile. The wheel in Pip's enclosure carries a sensor connected to custom firmware that uploads nightly runs to the platform in the owner's name. The profile shows runs at 2 a.m., covering distances no human could achieve at that pace. One commenter in the Hacker News thread confirmed that Pip has better monthly mileage than most humans. A few were concerned about Strava's terms of service. A ShowHN submission from a solo developer demonstrated real-time hand sign recognition displayed as text overlay in smart glasses, with latency low enough for conversational use. The project is open source on GitHub. On a busy news day, it received modest upvotes. The kind of direct impact assistive technology that deserves more attention than algorithmic ranking tends to give it. Other items worth preserving from the day's edges. The Ancient Library Project offers a searchable database of 1,060 Greek and Latin texts, where any word can be clicked for a full morphological parse, a piece of public scholarship with few equivalents. Cloudflare's Kitesurf browser, running in V8 Isolates, represents an architectural experiment in agent-first browsing. And Merkle trees, the mathematical structure behind blockchain verification, certificate transparency logs, and Git's content addressing, received a clear explainer that the HN audience appears to be bookmarking. The structure is what allows a blockchain to verify a specific transaction is in a block without downloading the entire block, and allows Git to know which files changed without reading every file. Looking ahead, the NixPKG's governance crisis will resolve either through community reorganization, a process that takes months, or through fragmentation into competing forks. The NixOS discourse governance proposal threads over the next 2 to 3 weeks will be the signal to watch. Oracle's OpenJDK AI ban is likely to trigger a formal policy debate within the contributor community. And the Department of Energy's Genesis initiative faces its first credibility test when it releases its first scientific models. The quality of those releases will determine whether the program becomes serious research infrastructure or a press release.